For a moment there was silence, and then, as the doctor filled his lungs and was ready to continue, "How old are you?" said the Countess. But before Dr. Prune's squalor could readjust himself, there was a knock at the door, and the servant entered with a goat.
"Wrong sex, you idiot!"
As the Countess spoke, she rose heavily from her chair, and approaching the goat, she fondled its head with her big hands. It strained towards her on the rope leash and licked her arm.
"You amaze me," said the doctor to the servant. "No wonder you cook badly. Away, my man, away! Unearth yet another and get the gender right, for the love of mammals. Ha! Sometimes one wonders what kind of a world one is living in, by all things fundamental, one really does."
The servant disappeared. "Prune, scholar," said the Countess, who had moved to the window and was staring out across the quadrangle. "Madame," cried the doctor. "I am not easy in my heart, Prune Squalor."
"Your heart, madame?"
"My heart and my mind." She returned to her chair, where she seated herself again and laid her arms along the padded sides as before.
"In what way,
your ladyship?" Prune Squalor's voice had lost its facetious vapidity.
"There is a mischief in the castle," she replied. "Where it is, I do not know, but there is a mischief."
She stared at the doctor.
"Mischief," he said at last. "Some influence, do you mean? Some bad influence, madam?"
"I do not know for sure, but something has changed.
My bones know it. There is someone. Someone?
An enemy! Whether ghost or human, I do not know, but it is an enemy. Do you understand?"
"I understand," said the doctor.
Every vestige of his waggery had disappeared. He leaned forward.
"It is not a ghost," he said. "Ghosts have no itch for rebellion."